Good evening. This is Phil Stern with today's late sports headlines brought to you by Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Pictures, whose gay and gorgeous Technicolor musical anchors away, as all New York whistling its hit songs and singing its praises. The critics and public alike have given three cheers for Frank Sinatra, Catherine Grayson, Gene Kelly, and Jose Turby in Anchors Away. The New York Post says, Anchors Away is the best as well as the biggest musical romance of the year. And Time magazine advises that it's the pleasantest couple of hours that can be bought. You'll agree that Anchors Away tops the pick of the pictures after you've seen it, and you can see it right now, along with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and Johnny Johnston in person at the Cool Capitol Theater, Broadway and 51st Street. Now for the sports spotlight. Tonight's baseball headline, the Yankees and the Dodgers win, the Giants lose. The New York Yankees made it two straight for the recently returned manager Joe McCarthy as they downed the Cleveland Indians 10-4. Alan Gettle was the winning pitcher, while Allie Reynolds was the loser. The Boston Red Sox shut out the Detroit Tigers 9-0, as Randy Heflin finally won a major league ballgame, turning in a neat four-hitter. He had previously lost five straight. Chicago White Sox thwarted the bid of the Washington Senators for a tie for the tie of the league lead, and they beat the Senators 6-3. Tonight, the Philadelphia Athletics will play a twin bill at St. Louis. Over in the National League, the Brooklyn Dodgers defeated the Cincinnati Reds 9-4 to make it a clean sweep of the series. The Boston Braves nosed out the Chicago Cubs 2-1 behind the three-hit pitching of Al Javery. A home run by Tommy Holmes in the seventh inning was the winning margin. St. Louis Cardinals picked up a full game on the league-leading Cubs by downing the New York Giants 5-2 as Charlie Barrett won his 16th game of the season. Tonight's Pittsburgh Flyers play a doubleheader at Philadelphia. Turning to racing, the largest daily double of the New York season was hung up at Belmont Park this afternoon. If you had been lucky enough to have the right $2 bet on that daily double, your $2 would have gotten you back $1,490. And speaking of racing, the $25,000 Travers Stakes will be run at Belmont tomorrow afternoon. That'll be for the leading three-year-olds of the season. This will bring together Pavo, Wildlife. Each colt, incidentally, has defeated the other one once in the two previous meetings. Other entries include Burning Dream, Plebiscite, Adonis, and Jeep. A complete description of the race will be brought to you over this station beginning at 4:15 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. And speaking of things that will be brought to you tomorrow afternoon, in the world of tennis, champion Pauline Betts entered the semifinals of the Women's Eastern Grass Court Championships today by beating Mrs. Patricia Canning Todd, 6-love, 6-2. Margaret Osborne also made her way into the semifinals by beating Mary Arnold, 6-4, 6-3. In the men's division, Sidney Wood provided the first upset of the tournament. It was quite an upset, by outlasting the second-seeded Gardner Malloy, 3-6, 7-5, and 6-4. I said that would be coming your way tomorrow afternoon. It will. We'll be out at the Westchester Country Club where these matches are taking place. And we'll bring you a description over this same station tomorrow afternoon at either 2:30 or 4:30. Take your choice, or perhaps you'll be with us both times. Well, the big news story today is what possibility there is of a Jap surrender, how close, when it might come. And, of course, that will have a very definite effect on sports when and if it does come. Baseball, football, tennis, golf, every sport will immediately start to get back many of the stars that have been lost to the armed services. It'll be the shot in the arm that sports has been waiting for since the war began. But even more important than what it will do for sports is what it's going to do for this country in general. It's going to mean that the boys are coming back, that those that are back stay here, and to everyone in the sports fold, it means a reunion of great sports stars with their buddies they left behind, and it looks like pleasanter days are ahead for all of us in the sports field. And that's the sports story for tonight. Take a tip from every critic in town. Be sure to see MGM's latest Technicolor hit, Anchors Away. The Times calls it another humdinger from MGM, and the Mirror says it's both delightful and swoonful. The Sun says it's a movie musical comedy at its gayest and its best. You'll make with a 21-gun salute after you've seen Frankie Sinatra, Catherine Grayson, Gene Kelly, and Jose Turby in Anchors Away. It's now playing at the Cool Capitol Theater, and on the stage is Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and the popular singer Johnny Johnston, all at the Capitol Theater. Bill Stern reminding you, hoping you have a pleasant weekend, reminding you to tune in same station tomorrow night for another session of MGM Sports Time. Until then, good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.